important point. That doesn't mean that individuals won't have severe disease. So still 99% of all the mortality coming out of Europe in general is over 50 and pre-existing conditions. The pre-existing condition piece still holds in Italy, with the majority of the mortality having three or more pre-existing conditions. I think this is reassuring to all of us, but it doesn't change the need to continue to protect the elderly. And in order to protect the elderly, we all need to continue to do the president's directives and guidance for the next week of the 15-day challenge. Finally, I wanted to really close by thanking the laboratory personnel that have been at the front lines. 250,000 tests have been run in the last 7 days. This happened because these large commercial laboratories are doing round-the-clock runs. And remember, all of them are being exposed to the virus in the same way from the swabs. Yet tirelessly, they have worked on and on to get those results available. They are still getting more tests than they can run per day. That's because we were primarily expanded into what we call the Roche high-throughput Tricore machine. Those results have been getting to the clients, and we've asked them to prioritize hospitalized patients. There was a breakthrough today, and I think you'll see this from the FDA, for all of those of you who are waiting for self-swabbing options. Those are going to be available sometime this week to be able to individuals do their own tests. That said, remember, these platforms are keeping up with those who need to be diagnosed in the hospitals and all those who come to the emergency room quite ill, so that hospital beds can be freed up for those that don't have COVID. So that will be critical, that if you don't need a test and if it doesn't change your clinical course, do not come in to be tested. And I think that mortality data that I gave you should be very reassuring to all of you. Finally, to conclude, New York City. The New York metro area of New Jersey, New York City, and parts of Long Island have an attack rate close to 1 in 1,000. This is 5 times what the other areas are seeing. Through the high-throughput lab investigations, we're finding that 28% of the submitted specimens are positive from that area, where it's less than 8% in the rest of the